Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, joined this week as we're going to look back at the win over the New York Jets and look ahead to this Sunday's matchup with Washington. I brought in Bob Groats, one of the longest tenured beat reporters from the Delaware County Times, and Matt Lombardo. You hear him on 97.5 The Fanatic. You can read his work on NJ.com. So, Bob, I'll let you start things off here. Eagles get the win 24-17 over the New York Jets. Are they out of the woods now that they've got their first win of their season under the belt?
I think they got a lot more work to do, Chris. And as a matter of fact, this week, this game to me is almost as pivotal as the other week. If they go 0-2 in the division right now, I mean, they're and 0-3 in the conference, you're looking at a long season. So, but I think success is within their grasp. And as much as I've heard Sam Bradford criticized for not making big plays last week, he didn't turn the ball over. And I think that was huge. And I think that is going to play a huge part in the Eagles this week.
Matt, your thoughts?
Yeah, Chris, I'm inclined to agree with Bob on this one because it was a huge win, a season-saving win to beat the Jets last week. But this is a must-win game because it's a lot different in this league being 2-2 versus being 1-3, especially, as Bob pointed out, to be 0-2 in the division and then 0-3, 0-2 in conference play. That's a tough hurdle to overcome in terms of making it back into a playoff race. But they're lucky and fortunate enough to play the Redskins, who they saw some marginal quarterback play out of Ryan Fitzpatrick with the Jets on Sunday. I don't think you're going to see much more out of Kirk Cousins on Sunday at FedEx Field. So the Eagles should be confident going into this game, but a 2-2 start is a much better road back to postseason viability than starting 1-3 for sure.
Now, Matt, the offense got the ground game going. Ryan Matthews had over 100 yards, but we still haven't seen a lot out of the wide receiver position outside of Jordan Matthews. What do you think is going on there?
Well, I think there's a lot of issues going on. I think that you look at Sam Bradford, he doesn't seem all that comfortable behind the offensive line right now. Doesn't seem to be making a lot of mechanically sound throws. He's 0-3 on passes that travel 21 yards or longer through the air. So for whatever reason, whether it's Bradford's hesitancy to plant that foot and throw it deep or the receiver's not getting open, I think there are a lot of issues with the passing game right now, but I think it starts on Sunday, reverting back to what they did last year against the Redskins in Week 16, hitting Zach Ertz over the middle of the field, Jordan Matthews in the slot, a lot of dinking and dunking, similar to what you saw against Atlanta, just getting this offense and getting Sam Bradford into a rhythm. He's a rhythm quarterback. It's a rhythm offense. You get the rhythm going, eventually you got to believe the deep threat with Nelson Aguilar is going to open up over the top.
Now, Matt, you mentioned the offensive line. Bob, do you see any issues with Andrew Garner being out for the season? It looks like Matt Tobin will be your starter at right guard moving forward. Do you see any issues there from a chemistry standpoint? Will they be able to get that rhythm going?
It was kind of interesting. Lane Johnson said he was starting to get – he felt like he and
Andrew Gardner,
and now Tobin's in there.
Yeah.
He thought that he and Andrew Gardner were starting to gel. So, and they did do – they ran really well on that first series, let's face it. And the rest of the game was back and forth. So that, you know, that might take a little bit of time. It's not like Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce don't know who Matt Tobin is. But I'm looking forward to Tobin being out there. I think he's a little more explosive than Gardner. He's not as much of a technician. I think you're going to see some a little bit more power type of blocking, and it should be really interesting. And, you know, I just got to say this, too, about Bradford and the receivers and that. These guys are dropping balls. I mean,
sure.
I don't know what the league stats are, but you look at the individuals in the NFC and the NFL, the Eagles have dropped more balls than anybody. And this is a weird thing with Sam Bradford. You can trace this all the way back to Oklahoma. Guys just drop his passes. I don't know what it is exactly. I mentioned that to Pat Sherman during the preseason and training camp. There have been a lot of drops, and you can't have these. I mean, some of these last week we saw Matthews, Ryan Matthews, that wheel route, that could have been six. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't a great ball, but there have been a lot of drops, and that's something that they really got to – That just has to stop.
Bob, with all that being said, do the Eagles travel to Washington, land over Maryland, and get to 2-2 by defeating their NFC East rivals?
I still a lot of questions in my head, especially you got the new kicker out there for the first time, and they lost by a field goal last year. I'm still going to say yeah.
Matt.
I see them getting to 500 as well, and I think that the issue is going to be establishing the running game. Whether it's DeMarco Murray being healthy again, whether it's a heavy dose of Ryan Matthews, the weather's going to be miserable. They're predicting hurricane-like conditions at FedEx Field.
You need
to be able to pound the running game to set up the rhythm in the offense that I talked about. I think they win the game. I think it's low scoring. I think it's your typical Eagles, Redskins, black and blue NFC East division battle. I think the Eagles get the win, and by the time the Giants come here in 3 weeks' time, that game is for first place in the division.
And they got to catch the ball. They have to catch the ball.
Might be a little tougher with the hurricane coming there this weekend. He's Matt Lombardo from 97.5 The Fanatic, as well as NJ.com. He's Bob Gross from the Delaware County Times. And I'm Chris McPherson from Philadelphia.com. Thanks very much for joining us here on this week's edition of Cover 2. We'll see you next week.